Sandy Lake, another First Nation, celebrated with Tanakanaya Power, Bringing the Light, on Friday, National Indigenous Peoples Day. The Wetanakanaya Power Transmission System means more than reliable electricity for the community, Sandy Lake Chief Dolores Kakagamik said. It means we can build new homes and buildings, such as our new health center, and connect them to power. It means we will no longer need to react, almost daily, to power outages. The fly-in community of more than 3,000 northeast of Red Lake began getting power via the Wetanakanaya line on April 18, but June 21 was chosen for the celebration. Wetanakanaya means line that brings light, in Anishinaabemowin, Oji Cree, and the company's transmission line brings light by connecting remote First Nations to the Ontario power grid. Wetanakanaya Power's website describes the company's vision as to provide reliable and affordable power to residents, businesses and industry in the region, realizing opportunities for First Nations. Majority owned by a partnership of 24 First Nations, Wetanakanaya Power connected Pikangikum First Nation to the provincial grid in December 2018. 11 other First Nations in northwestern Ontario, including Wanaman Lake, Kasabonika, Wapakeka and Kichinamekusub Inanuwug, have fully connected to the grid through Wetanakanaya since then, with 4 more connections to be completed soon. Connection eliminates the need for diesel-burning generators, which have a big carbon footprint and less reliability than power from the provincial grid. As a local Hydro One operator for the last 25 years, Sandy Lake member Bobby Kakagamik was in charge of keeping the community's diesel generators running. Kakagamik said after a blessing ceremony at the local substation W that he was thankful for the transmission line because the old system was often strained, to the max. Local distribution of electricity will continue to be done by Hydro One Remote Communities Inc. The Wetanakanaya transmission line will allow our communities to enable improving the infrastructure, housing and even pursuing business opportunities for the communities, said Margaret Kaniquanash, Wetanakanaya's chief executive officer. There's a lot of things that our communities can do, and having reliable energy in the area opens those doors and enables First Nations to explore more in terms of what initiatives will be happening, Kaniquanash said. A growing community like Sandy Lake First Nation needs reliable power to advance community development initiatives, improve infrastructure, and provide the best for community members. That has been accomplished today. Friday's 4-hour community celebration was emceed by Adam Beach, an award-winning film and television actor of Anishinaabe descent. I'm just happy that he's here to be joining us, Kaniquanash said of Beach's participation. And I think it's an encouragement to the youth of the community that we can be anybody we want to be and we can pretty much do anything we want to do, as long as we do it properly and appropriately and with the support of our people and our leaders. We can do anything. MPP Saul Mamakwa, whose Kiwetinung riding includes Sandy Lake, said the power line is bringing hope along with the light.